Chapter 13 Part 1 Things never come when they are expected. My mind was full of Joanna's and my personal affairs, and I was shocked the next morning when Nash's voice said over the telephone,
"We've got her, Mr. Burton. Can you come down to the police station?"
I left immediately, and when I got there, I was taken to a room where Nash and Sergeant Parkins were waiting.
"It's been a long chase," Nash said, smiling, "but we're there at last."
He passed a letter across the table. This time, it was all typewritten, and compared to the others, almost gentle. "It's no use thinking you're going to step into a dead woman's shoes. The whole town is laughing at you. Get out now. Soon it will be too late. This is a warning. Remember what happened to that other girl. Get out and stay out."
"Miss Holland received that this morning," said Nash.
"Who wrote it?" I asked.
Some of the pleasure left Nash's face. "Amy Griffith."